there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
What's upset you now?
I did a gig the other day at a venue. Now, I don't want to... They're lovely and I love the gig and I love them. And this is just, an error of judgment on their part, but it's something that's happened to me. And I didn't... One of those things I didn't realise it annoyed me until this time. I was like, yeah, that's really annoying. They gave me a badge, right? Now, I'm not going to wear that badge.
Why do they? Why do they give you a badge?
Well, it's like, oh, you know, here's a little sort of goodie pack. It's like a notepad and a pen and a badge. Oh, thanks for doing the gig. Here's this, you know. And you go like,
were you doing a gig or a children's birthday party?
Well, exactly. You know, notepad and pen is a good gift. I've had that a few times at gigs, and you go like, oh, that will be useful. But a badge, I'm not going to wear it, am I? I'm not five.
No.
So, and also, I'm not organised enough to just throw this in the nearest bin. So, I've now got a badge. I reckon I've got badges in my house that I've had for two decades that have probably moved from house to house with me. They've never been worn. They were in a drawer. Then they go in a bag. You go, oh, I just need to throw that away, but I'll do that later. So it goes in a bag of shit when you move house, and then it goes in a box when you move into the house, and then I'll throw that away, and then you come to move again 7 years later, and you go, oh, there's that badge from that fucking...
Did you ever wear badges?
Yeah, when I was a child. I mean, I have...
But I mean, like, you could wear badges if you're a punk. Do punks wear badges? Who wears badges? What's a badges for? Why are people wearing badges ever?
Well, it's identity, isn't it? It's to let other people know, you know, what you're into.
Oh, what your name is at work.
Or what your name is at work. Yeah, exactly right, yeah. I mean, but this isn't a name tag. This is just promotional guff for a venue that I will... That is now... It's promotional guff / clutter in my house.
Yes. Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Where someone gives something...
What did the badge say on it?
Well, just I love the name of the venue.
I totally know what you mean. I think I've said this to you before about like when someone gets you an Easter egg with a cup, a mug, and it's like, right, great, I'm fucking 36 and now it says cream egg in my kitchen. What the fuck am I going to do with this? I know exactly what you mean.
You're more likely to drink tea, knowing you as I do, you're more likely to get to the point where you use the cream egg, or you were more likely to get to the point where you're going to use the cream egg mug because you've not done the washing up, than you are to wear a badge.
Yeah, no, fuck the badge.
That cream egg mug, you know, it could get used as an ashtray. You could jizz in it.
What? Sorry, what? Jizz in a cream egg cup?
I was just checking you're awake. I just didn't think you were listening, so I just wanted to... But, you know, the likelihood of a cream egg mug being used is a lot more likely than my house is powered by Scottish Power. You know, you go to an event and it's sponsored by Scottish Power. So they're giving out a goodie bag as you walk through. And, you would normally just go, oh, I'm okay, thank you. But sometimes you take one... You know, they catch you at a weak moment and you don't throw it away. So you take it to your car and then it's in your car and you take it into the house. You can see how someone would end up with my house is powered by Scottish Power badge for 20 years.
Do you know what? It'd make a good Pixar film. Like just one of those, you know, one of those short Pixar films, just the short ones.
Right.
Just the life of a badge and you just follow it.
Yes.
Follow it from like a work event. So that decades down.
Well, then it will end up ultimately in the ocean and a fish will sit on it and spike its bum.
Spike its bum.
That's where it ends up, isn't it?
Spike its bum.
And that will be the message at the end. Guys, you know, think about what you do with your badges, because this poor fish didn't want to sit on a spike.
The fish will sit. That set, I swear, that sentence has never been said. That's
That's the problem, Sean. And that is why in 2022, fish are still spiking their bums. Because it's not being spoken about. Yeah, you can laugh, but I mean, how would you like it? You know, let's call your house your little section of the ocean. And some giant other species has been to an event sponsored by Scottish Power, and they've been given a giant badge that they've moved from house to house with. And then in the end, they throw it and it lands in your thing. You come downstairs, you're tired, you sit down and you spike your bum. Not so funny now, is it?
The fish will sit on it and spike its bum.
That badge isn't going to disintegrate. Every badge that has ever existed is out there somewhere.
No, metal disintegrates, doesn't it?
What?
Did
metal
I say something?
Disintegrates.
What did I say? What did you say? What did I say? Oh, no.
You
what
said metal disintegrates. I've just been laughed at suggesting that a fish might spike its bum. But it gets rusty.
It gets rusty and then it disintegrates.
Mikey?
Yeah, I think Sean's right on this one. Sorry, Paul.
Yes!
Because metal comes from the earth. It just goes... Oh, wait. No, I've looked it up. He's wrong. It's not biodegradable.
I was going to say, what are you talking about?
I thought it was right. I did agree with you, but you're wrong.
Mikey, don't ever think about a career as a judge. Sorry, I thought you were right. I was wrong. You're wrong. Okay, fine. The people sort of like throwing their papers up in the air after they think they've got off some long... Getting old, sorry. I thought you were not guilty. I've looked it up. You are actually guilty. It is illegal to kill your family. Sorry, I was wrong. I got that one wrong. Apologies. Yeah, 30 years in prison. Okay, who's next?
So what have you done with a badge?
Well, it's just in my car at the moment. But and this is the thing with life. There are hundreds of jobs that you only realise needed doing the last time you were in the vicinity. And this is forcing me to think about it now. I need new window wash blades, you know, wiper blades for my car. They're starting to squeak. So, you know, you have to replace the blades. They go blunt.
And no, so I don't know that because I passed my theory test.
They're going backwards and forwards. They're making noise. While I'm in the car and the windscreen wipers are on, I think I need to get new windscreen wiper blades. As soon as I am out of that car and doing something else, I have forgotten about that until the next time. So that badge is now... I'm trying to keep this car tidy. I spend a lot of time in it, so I don't want there to be loads of shit in there. But it's now in like the little cup holder in the front of the car. And I just keep looking at it going, I can't throw it out the window. Because as we know, a badger will then sit on it and spike its bum. So it's just in my car at the moment.
Well, I didn't know about that because I don't drive yet, but I've passed my theory.
Well done, Sean.
And my test is on September the 7th.
It's on the 7th of September?
Yeah.
What about that woman that's just been done for sitting 100 driving tests? You see that?
What?
So a woman's just been, I don't know what she got for it, but she had been posing as other people to pass their driving tests for them. She did over 100.
Why?
Well, I can imagine there was some sort of financial incentive for her.
Oh, so sorry, she was just passing people.
No, she was going and sitting the test. You know, people on their like 25th attempt or whatever and going, oh man, I just can't. And then she's like, well, I can do it for you. For £100 or whatever. I don't know how much she was charging.
Oh, that's a great idea. I'll tell you something that happened to me the other day.
Yep.
And this has happened several times recently. And it's just doing my fucking head in.
Okay.
Went to order a Sunday roast. You're a Sunday roast guy, right?
Love it, yeah.
Which meat?
Usually chicken or beef. or lamb?
Chicken leaf. Those are the only fucking three options. Jesus Christ.
Pork, which I also sometimes have.
No.
You don't have
no.
pork?
No.
What, crackling and apple sauce?
No. I don't know why pork for me is, for some reason, it's too close to pig.
Yeah, you can't get much closer to pig, actually. That's what they say about pork, isn't it?
But
you can't get any closer to, you know, being pig without actually being pig, which pork is.
I can imagine that bacon sort of grows on a bacon tree and it's like kind of hangs off the leaves. God. But pork, I'm like, there is no doubt about it. This is a pig.
Sean, were you told loads of stuff as a child that you still believe?
No, maybe.
Mummy, I don't want to eat this. It's a dead animal. No, bacon grows on trees.
But you know what I mean? You can kind of forget. You can forget that a burger is a cow. It's no coincidence that in McDonald's there aren't loads of pictures of cows. Because I think that would affect numbers, wouldn't it? Imagine like you went into McDonald's and there were loads of videos of, like, really nice, happy cows playing volleyball in a field.
Yeah.
It would make it harder to order that. Like fish, you know, fish, the face of a fish. I can't eat whole fish because then you put it down and the fish is looking at me like, oh, fuck it. Oh,
I don't like eating whole fish anyway. I'm not really much of a fish guy. I like prawns. I like... I like lobster. I like fish and chips, but I mean, it's it's almost unheard of for me to go to a restaurant and go, I think I'm gonna have the fish.
Unheard of.
Well, how often do you order the fish? Are you like one of these people who goes, oh, I love sea bass? Do you know what I mean? You know these people, we just got a couple of bits of sea bass, should it with some nice sort of minted mash. Bit of lemon, just so fresh.
No, I'm with you. I don't get. All right, so I'm going to fess up.
I'm not part of the fish set.
I'm going to fess up here, and I think you might be with me.
I doubt it, but go on.
I just can't really taste fish. I don't know what it is. I don't. When people go, I love this fish. It's so fresh. I've never meant that when I've gone, oh, I know, isn't it fantastic? I don't know really what I'm doing. I feel like I'm just putting like a kind of cloud in my mouth. It doesn't taste of...
Yeah. Well, I went on someone's birthday party sea fishing, and it was literally the worst thing I've ever been on. And then, like, you know, just that whole sort of, we caught the fish, we're now cooking the fish. It's a real smugness to it. Do you know what I mean? What a great day. You know, we went out, we caught fish, we're now cooking it. Oh, this is lovely. This is a sea bream. It's really lovely, meaty sort of texture to it.
It's not, is it?
Oh, this is excellent.
It's never meaty.
You know what I liked? And then everyone's sort of like comparing methods. I know what I like to do. Just a little bit of rosemary, put it in a bit of foil, and it really brings out the sort of juices. And then, you're like, oh, shit, can't we get a curry? Do you know what I like to do? I like to phone my local Indian takeaway and order a curry. That's my method. You pick the phone up, dial. I say dial the number. I don't need to dial it because I've got it saved on my phone. And then what you find is 45 minutes.
Do you still ring the Indian?
45 minutes later, they arrive on your doorstep with a carrier bag with all of the food in it, and you just eat it up. And I find it really gives it that delicious, cooked by someone else who's much better at cooking than I am sort of consistency.
You ring the Indian. Have you got that wrong about yourself?
No. I got that wrong?
Sorry, you call up the Indian. You phone the Indian takeaway.
Yeah, now you come to mention it. They do always sound quite surprised when I call.
It's not fucking 1996.
When they answer the phone, they're always like, hello?
they know it's you.
Hello, yes.
It's him again.
Hello? Sorry, yes, how can I help you? And I go, oh yeah, I was just wanted to order some food. Right, okay, just bear with me a second. Has anyone seen a pad? Have we still got a pad round here? Have we got a pen? Has anyone got a pen? Someone's phoned up for some food.
Why do you not use the app?
Because I like to speak to people, Sean.
That is not speaking to people, is it? That's not an example of speaking to people. What do you mean you also, like speaking? You like.
And also on the app, Sean, you can't go. You're going to chuck in some poppadoms.
Oh my God.
That's the problem with the app. There's not a can you chuck in some poppadoms feature on there. When they start putting can you chuck in poppadoms buttons on apps, I will start using them. Until that day, I'm phoning them up.
Do you know what you've made me really nostalgic for?
What?
You've just reminded me. Before all these delivery apps, when you actually phoned, or delivery apps, when you actually phoned the restaurant, like Paul, you still do.
Yeah.
Back when I was growing up, the guy that would drop off the Indian was was a waiter from the restaurant.
Yeah.
So he's like in the waistcoat and tie and shirt.
Amazing.
Just holding the brown bag.
There was some stuff that used to happen, and you go like, there was a taxi in Winchester when I was growing up called Rave Tax, and you could pay him in weed. That is true. There we go. Thank you very much for listening. If you want to hear the other half of that episode, you can go over to patreon.com/WUYN. Also, we are at the Edinburgh Festival. As of next Thursday, we are doing a live podcast every day at 4:30 at the Pear Tree. And Sean and I are also up there with our solo shows. I am at 7:30 at the Underbelly. My show is called We Go Again. It has a fantastic surprise ending, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So please come to that. And Sean?
I will be at the Stand. So after you've seen Paul go for dinner, then at 10 p.m, come to the Stand One and watch my new show, Sean Walsh is Dead. Happy now?